Hello and welcome to Lifetime Uncorked, the podcast where we discuss your favorite made-for-TV movies. Whether you love to hate watch or hate yourself for loving them, pour up a glass of your favorite cocktail and join us. I am your host, Patrick Serrano, and my guests today are...
I am Drew Current.
And I'm Tessa.
I'm Charlotte.
whoa.
Yikes.
We have a surprise guest.
Yeah.
Tessa is here. She's recording an episode that will be released before this, but I was like, hey, you're here. You might as well jump on in.
Fuck it.
The more, the merrier. But yes, we also have Sharla, of course, back again from Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
Holler.
Holler. So we're going to jump right back in. We have a lot to get through here. So we will take turns. We will start with Sharla. And the movie that we are starting with today is Our Christmas Love Song. Premieres November 22nd on Hallmark Movies and Mysteries, and it stars Alicia Witt.
Alicia Witt.
Charlotte, would you like to read the synopsis?
Absolutely. Not applicable.
That's right. No synopsis because this movie is not written yet.
But I will do this. A Christmas love song. It's a Christmas time. That's my Christmas song.
Wonderful.
It's a Christmas song. I like it.
I would watch that. I would watch that.
Charlotte, based on no information, what are you going to do to this movie?
I'm going to pour it up.
Yeah, you are. Because of my song, right?
Yeah. It's the song.
And Drew, how about you?
I'm going to pour it up too because of my song that I made up for it.
Oh, wonderful. Tessa, thoughts?
Sure. I'm going to put a cork in this only because I only recognize Alicia Witt as the evil girl from 2 Weeks Notice.
Yeah.
Who tried to steal Hugh Grant from Sandra Bullock. And I just can't. Mm. I do not forgive her.
Right. I mean, she does play evil. Mm-hmm. And she goes on the border of being like manic in these movies. So she's like, I am so happy I love Christmas. And you're like, are you okay?
Yeah, do you?
I'm concerned for you.
Yeah. Calm down.
But she was good in the last season of Orange is the New Black. And she's a singer, unfortunately, for us. So I feel like she'll be singing in this movie. So we got to put a cork in it, probably, yes. Yes.
Good.
That is a movie I'd watch. This one, questionable.
All right. Moving on, next we have Magical Christmas Shoes.
Oh, yeah.
Premieres November 22nd on Lifetime, and it stars Aaron Kerplunk.
Kerplunk!
Drew, would you like to read the synopsis?
Yep. A pair of magical shoes step into Kayla Hummel's holiday season, allowing her to rediscover her Christmas spirit and find love, too!
Okay. Thoughts?
Well, you know where I go. If there's actual magic in a Christmas movie, it's poured up automatically. Automatic pour up. There's magic in it. There's magic shoes.
Wonderful. Tessa, how about you?
Oh, I'm pouring this up. Magic shoes? Done. I'm in.
Done.
Okay. Sharla?
Okay. I need that to breathe for me. I don't know about the shoes.
Yeah,
they just did a shoe thing, didn't they?
Yes. Well, that's what I was going to say. Like, Candace Cameron Bure did the Christmas Shoes Attic last year. So, you know, she did it. Did she do it well? No. But could this person do it better? Aaron Kerplunk?
I doubt it. This is the Lifetime version of that.
Right. Lifetime's like, we're going to do it.
We're going to do it.
We're going to do it better.
Weird.
We're going to get real shoes. Because Candace used her own shoes.
They're going to get into like weird shit. And like UFO stuff, where do these shoes come from? Let's get into it. That's what I think.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to let it breathe as well.
That's fair.
Okay. Moving on.
Are any of these horror movies?
No.
Just unclear. Okay.
We're waiting for that to happen.
I wish they were.
I'm into that.
It'd be a very special episode. All right.
I've been wishing for this for years.
Next, we have Twinkle All the Way. That's instead of Jingle All the Way, if you didn't catch that reference.
You didn't catch the reference. You know that Christmas song, Jingle All the Way? This is Twinkle All the Way.
Twinkle All the Way. Premieres November 23rd on Lifetime, starring Sarah Drew from Grey's Anatomy and Ryan McPartlin.
McPartlin.
He's handsome white man. So that's what we have going for us.
There he is.
Tessa, would you like to read the synopsis? It's a long one.
Sure.
No pressure.
No, I mean, I went to, public school, so don't judge me too harshly.
Okay,
To pull off a spectacular Christmas-themed wedding at the exclusive Snowview Lodge, wedding planner Candace Clark joins forces with Henry Harrison, co-owner and family co-owner of family-run Christmas decoration and house lighting company. Wow. Candace and Henry, both single parents of young daughters, grow closer as they contribute to each other's projects. Candace with the wedding and Henry with his high-profile client, Miss Sutton. So many characters. And her annual VIP Christmas Eve party. However, a storm threatens to wreak havoc on the wedding. But with help from Henry, family, and some holiday magic, Candace may just be able to pull off the wedding and perhaps fall in love along the way.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's a lot.
You know, that's a lot. That's a lot.
It's the whole movie.
Right.
But I kind of bought in. I kind of feel like I bought in.
Yeah. What do you think? Put a coconut?
I'm going to let this breathe.
Okay.
I'm intrigued.
Okay.
I like Christmas lights.
There you go.
Yeah, there's a lot of Christmas lights going on.
Sharla, how about you?
I'm going to go ahead and pour it up. What's her job again? Doesn't matter. This could be magical. Mm-hmm. Also in the picture, there's a head of a child, but it just looks like she has really long hair.
Yeah.
She's got one in a pretty secure headlock.
Yeah. It looks like she's struggling. Yeah.
It's a pretty whimsical photo. Drew, what are you thinking?
I'm going to let it breathe. I don't know. I don't care. I don't really care about
this. Right, that's true. Well, I like Sarah Drew because she got fired from Grey's Anatomy and she spoke out about it and she was like, they fired me because, you know, I was asking for more money. Right. You know, the tragic thing of being fired when you're white. Yeah. Oh, boy.
No. Like, they fired me only because I'm white. And I am fired.
Yeah, but she was really upset. So it's nice to see her bouncing back and finding a home at Lifetime because she did a Christmas movie last year. And I kind of feel like it might be a little shady that they're naming this character Candace because, you know, Candace.
It's Cadence.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's Cadence.
Oh, just kidding.
Damn. Cadence, guys. Well, that ruins that. So put a cork in it.
Cadence isn't a name.
Moving on. We have Christmas at Graceland. The follow-up to Christmas at Graceland from last year.
What?
This one's Christmas at Graceland, home for the holidays.
Yeah.
Okay. Premieres November 23rd. I know. Adrian Grenier. Caitlin Doubleday.
Doubleday.
Priscilla Presley. And Chase Bryant, who must be a country star.
Yeah.
I mean, he sounds like it.
Right.
Yeah. I feel like he closed on Rick.
Chase Bryant. Hi, everyone. I'm Chase Bryant.
There you go.
And doodle-doo-doo-doodle-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
Wow, I love that country.
I would watch the shit out of that. Mm-hmm.
Charlotte, do you have the synopsis?
I sure do. A Graceland tour guide meets a single father during a tour and agrees to fill in as his temporary nanny for the holidays.
What?
Okay. Whoa, look at all these father figures.
Yeah.
There's two.
There's two of them.
Two more than I had. Just kidding.
Oh.
Well, Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas to everyone.
Charlotte, what are we thinking about this one?
I am going to let it breathe. I'd love to see a man nanny.
Right? Ooh. A manny.
A manny.
A manny. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to let it breathe.
True?
Yeah, I'm going to pour it up. And I know because I think it'd be a fish out of water thing.
Sure. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's going to be a fish out of water. He's like, I don't know. These kids, what? And then, he'll totally nail it with, the kid and just be like, all right, we're cool. We're bros now.
You're giving Hallmark a lot of credit.
I know.
Tessa, what are you thinking?
I'm going to pour it up. I think that if there's even a slight chance that the ghost of Elvis is in this movie, it's worth watching.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
true. Mm-hmm. You know, and he might
just
be.
Just as a cameo. Just
look in the background. It's going to be like an Easter egg. He's going to be in the back. A hologram.
Priscilla's there, so he's definitely haunting her.
It's true. Priscilla Presley is a big get for Hallmark. Like, she's like a living legend, I would say. Well, and the fact that she's like letting them film at Graceland again, even though it should be Christmas. Yeah. In Graceland. Christmas.
At Graceland.
Oh, I hate that.
Is it? Yeah.
Because it's a house.
Yeah.
In Graceland. Mm-hmm. Right? Christmas in Connecticut. Christmas in Graceland.
It's Christmas at Chicago.
Right? It's weird.
That doesn't sound right.
I don't know. I'm letting it breathe.
Is Graceland the town? Or I thought
No, Graceland's the estate.
Right. So I think it's in... Oh, yeah. It'd be at... Yeah, I think it'd be at. Okay. If it's an estate.
Christmas in Memphis. Christmas at Graceland.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure.
Sure.
I'm not a linguist. I don't know.
Well, I am, and I say that no, I'm not.
All right, speaking of linguist, right before Christmas, spelled right, like writing.
Yeah, like W-R-I-T-E.
Gosh.
Premieres November 24th on Hallmark, starring Corey DeVito, Chad Michael Murray,
CMM.
What?
And Lolita? Is that Lolita?
Uh-huh. Why would you name your child Lolita?
Lolita Davidovich.
Great. Drew, is this your turn?
Yeah.
All right.
Jessica sends Christmas cards to five people who have impacted her life. The aunt, who raised her, her younger brother in the military, a pop star, Jax, who provided the soundtrack to her life, the music teacher who inspired her, and her best friend, Mimi, who always tells her the truth.
What's happening with this synopsis?
Nothing.
I don't understand.
Not a thing is happening.
Oh, boy. Whoa.
Mimi, her friend, who tells her, always tells her the truth. And her other friend, who always lies. It's a puzzle. Who
do you... Oh, my God. What are you thinking, Drew?
I'm going to... I'm going to put a quirk in that one.
Okay.
I just don't... You don't... I'm sorry, I'm going to put a quirk in your Hallmark fucking synopsises.
I didn't write them.
No, not your. They're awful. They're bad.
I'm saying
your to Hallmark. Yes. Hallmark, your synopsises are garbage. And they don't make sense, and just have someone look them over before you put them out.
I know.
Yeah.
It's simple as that. Tessa, what are we thinking?
I have to pour this up. This is what I'm about.
Okay.
Chad Michael Murray doing anything. I'm just, where have you been? Where have you been?
Yeah, where have you been?
I got to see what he looks like. I got to judge him appropriately. I got to watch it. I got to see it.
Okay.
That's fair.
Charlotte, how about you?
I'm going to put a cork in it. And I'm going to blame it on the writer of these synopsises.
Yeah, I know.
Terrible. The aunt.
The aunt.
Her younger brother. And then on the same line as her family is a pop star.
Right.
A pop star, Jax.
Drew Seeley. He's from Broadway. So that's good. At least we'll know the pop star can sing.
Yeah.
But sure. I was hoping that Tori DeVito would be Danny DeVito's daughter. And I looked into it because I was like, gotta be. Nope.
No,
she's not. So I'm not into that.
There are other DeVitos.
But, you know, she sends Christmas cards, and I love Christmas cards. So I got to let it breathe.
Mm-hmm.
Got to let it breathe because, you know, Christmas cards.
Yep. Yep.
If anybody wants to send me a Christmas card, don't send it to my... I'm not saying my address on the thing. Oh, God, no.
You need to get P.O. box.
Right. My P.O. box. All right. Up next. 9 to 5 Christmas.
Yeah.
Or Christmas 9 to 5.
Christmas 9 to 5.
What a way to make a living. I actually am in 9 to 5, the musical, right now. So that's funny.
Whoop. No, you were.
Oh, when this comes out. When this comes out, it will probably be like the week of performances.
Ooh.
So come see me 7:30 on Friday, Saturdays, and a matinee at 3.
Oak Park, Illinois.
Oak Park. Actually, don't come. Someone's going to come, and they're going to be like, I heard you on the podcast, and that would be so weird. Too late. But that's fine. Tickets are really not that expensive. And I sing all the baritone parts. So instead of singing 9 to 5, the melody, I'm 9 to 5. You know?
The boring parts?
Oh, so
nine
boring.
9 to 5.
Yep.
9 to 5.
And the musical director's always like, can you drop the octave? And I'm like, if you want me to. And then I'm like,
9 to 5. Yep.
I think it sounds horrible, but he's living for it.
No, drop all the other parts and just 9 to 5.
Yes.
Everyone just else the cut out. Remix. And I just want to hear this fucking angel fucking voice.
No. Because we do, Joy to the World. You know, Joy to the World.
Okay.
Except my part is Joy to, it's called Joy to the Girls. Joy to the Girls. They're free at last. They're free at last. That's my part.
Baritone is boring. It's not.
Terrible.
It's not a fun one.
It's not a sexy role.
No. So,
that's
okay.
Why you gotta go bass.
Right? Christmas 9 to 5, back to the movie. That was quite the tangent.
Oh, yeah.
November 24th on Lifetime, starring Taya?
Taya.
Sirkar? She's Indian, so that's great.
Taya Sirkar.
Yeah.
I'm bad at names. Is this Tessa's turn?
Yeah.
Wonderful.
I love this actress. She's in A Good Place.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I forget her name on The Good Place, but she's great. Like Tiffany or something.
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer is a tough crime beat reporter who gets the assignment of her life to find the true meaning of Christmas. I'm in. When she's undercover in a department store as a 9-to-5 sales clerk from Black Friday to Christmas Eve, she finds her true calling and meets the man of her dreams. It's a Christmas she will never forget.
She will not forget that.
Mm-mm. I'm in.
What's her true calling? What?
Department storing.
No, doing true crime podcasts at department stores about department stores.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So, Tessa, you're pouring it up?
I'm pouring it up. I would watch this today.
Okay. And, Charlotte, how about you?
Yeah, I got to pour it up.
Yeah.
She finds the meaning of her life
in a department
discovering
store.
Christmas.
I've been to dozens of stores.
Yeah. I know. What a weird time to
I'm going to pour it up because I like the idea of a true crime podcast about finding the meaning of Christmas, but you like dig in and you fucking talk to people and you're just like, yeah, but you said earlier. Yeah.
Right. And I'm hoping it starts off very like Law and Order.
Yeah.
You know, it's like dun dun
gong, gong.
That'd be great.
Or it has that like that
really
music,
change up the vibe.
That music, you know, the most famous podcast ever made. Well, I can't remember.
Cereal? Sure.
Cereal. Yeah.
Oh, like, I don't know.
Prank, prank, prank,
prank, prank,
prank, prank, prank, prank, prank.
Right.
I would die if that was. If that's what they're doing.
Wonderful. I'm pouring it up. Moving on. A Christmas duet. Now this is important that the viewers can't see. We got two POC leads, and they're attractive as hell. And, you know, this is the only POC leads on Hallmark this season. Last year, they overcompensated and they had probably like 3 movies with POCs. And they were like, look at us. We have POCs. Yeah. We're not racist. Look. And then this year, they're like, oh, forget it. Who cares?
Well, probably because they got so much. I swear to God, they listened to us.
I know.
We don't know that for sure. But I swear that shit that we fucking say.
They
There's
do.
Like, they're right.
They're right. So this is our POC offering from Hallmark. Thanks, Hallmark, for the one.
Thank you for the one.
I mean, Lifetime's had, I don't know, all of them.
That's their slogan.
Except Melissa Joan Hart's.
Their slogan is just, Hallmark, we're not racist.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Bro.
So this movie's called A Christmas Duet. It premieres November 25th on Hallmark, starring Charlie Rose. Or Charlie Rose.
I was like, shut up, Charlie Rose?
Charlie. No R in there. Charlie.
Charlie.
Charlie Rose and Rome Flynn.
Yeah.
Who's the male and who's the female?
Who knows?
Who's to say? Who's to say?
Charlie and Rome.
Charlotte, is this you?
It is.
Wonderful.
Well-loved music duo Avery and Jesse, famous for their duet "Wouldn't Be Christmas," haven't played together since they were separate. They went their separate ways years ago. Avery gave up music and opened a beautiful lodge in a snowy Vermont town, while Jesse still tours. He's struggling to find the same kind of success they had as a duo. When fate brings them together over the holidays at Avery's lodge, just in time for the annual Yuletide festival, can the magic of Christmas help reunite them once again?
Yes.
The
answer is yes.
Of course it can.
And it will.
Yes. I believe.
Charlotte, what are you thinking?
Questions. I'm going to have to go ahead and pour it up. I like the. I hope it's the lady that was famous and the dudes that's struggling.
Mm-hmm. That's usually how it goes.
Yeah.
Great.
In these things.
Yeah.
Because
even pour. Avery, like, they even took the Avery and Jesse. That's both.
They could be either one.
Right.
Both either one.
That's interesting. That's interesting. Okay. Hallmark. Drew, what are you thinking?
Yeah, I'm going to pour it up. I think it's fun. You know, they're going to be like, remember when we beat to play this song?
Here we go.
And they'll be like,
oh, I remember why I love to do this again. Right. And it's an original song that they're recording for the movie.
Yes.
So, you know, that's exciting.
Yeah, the original song.
Don't think that's it. Tessa, what are we thinking?
I have to pour this up. It's like High School Musical, but with Christmas and slightly older actors, slightly older.
Sure.
This is everything.
And I watched a preview of this one because they did like behind the scenes and they were just adorable.
Oh, yeah. They have good. They look like they have good chemistry.
They have good chemistry. Yeah. They were like in the recording studio recording the song. And I was like, oh, I'm down for this new
And I feel like they actually worked on this one. That like this one's written now.
And it was
like,
kind of
the
like,
other ones haven't even been written.
Yeah. Right. It was kind of like Mariah Carey vibe. You know, the Mariah Carey "All I Want for Christmas Is You" type of vibe. Mm. Like with the jingles, the jangles, and
the jingle,
little
jingles.
Upbeat type of thing.
God. Now I'm super hopeful that this is gonna be really good.
Yeah. So I'm pouring it up for that. I think we'll probably cover that one. I don't know.
Sure.
We'll see. I have to pick my Hallmark ones carefully.
Yeah.
Very like because it could be so bad it's good, or it could be so good that you know it's not funny.
That's even like, worse.
Well, so we can't make fun of it. So
yeah. Oh well. Yeah. All right. Up next, we have The Christmas Club.
Ooh.
Premieres November 26th on Hallmark. Right. I wish. Starring Elizabeth Mitchell and Cameron Masterson.
Elizabeth Mitchell.
Matheson.
From Lost.
From Lost, yes. Mm-hmm. And Cameron Matheson is in a bunch of Hallmark movies, and he's on their Hallmark talk show in the mornings, I think.
There's a Hallmark talk show?
Mm-hmm. They have like a morning show, and he's on it.
Yeah.
He's like the man.
I gotta get real cable.
He's the man on it.
He's the man. And they're both older people, so I'm into this already. But I'm showing my cards too early. Joe, is it your turn?
I think so, sure. In The Christmas Club, based on the novel by Barbara Hinsky, two busy strangers, Olivia Bennett and Edward Taylor, meet when they help an elderly woman find her lost Christmas savings. Thanks to fate and Christmas magic, they also find something they were both missing.
Fucking
boners. Oh. Hallmark, how risky.
It actually says true love.
Right. Right. I think we knew that. Drew, what are you going to do? You love boners.
I love boners. I'm poured up.
Wonderful. Tessa, how about you?
I'm going to have to let this one breathe. I can't tell if it's a comedy. Mm-hmm. If it's not a comedy, I don't want it. Be funny.
It is a weird thing that they like put in that detail where they're helping an elderly woman find her lost Christmas savings.
Isn't that what banks are for?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Isn't that what cops are for?
Right? You think she has like a like bag of money with like a dollar sign on it?
She's like, I lost my bag of money. My Christmas money.
Oh, boy. Charlotte, what are you thinking?
I'm going to pour it up all over my Christmas boner.
Yeah. Get that boner. Get that Christmas boner.
There we go.
Ding, ding, ding-ling, dong.
Yes. I'm letting it breathe because I'm really not into the synopsis referring to elderly women.
Yeah,
like
it's not.
Why don't you be like?
It's
50?
Rude. It's why don't you just say a woman? Why is she gonna be an elderly woman?
We have to explain why she lost her money.
Well, it might be an elderly woman.
Well, a senile woman.
Yeah, she's like,
you know,
is this a comedy?
She's like a cray cray woman. A woman is super cray.
You know, I guess Hallmark doesn't have a wide vocabulary, so elderly it is.
Elderly it is.
Moving on.
Boom, boom, boom.
A Very Vintage Christmas.
Oh, okay.
Premieres I like that alliteration. Premieres November 27th on Lifetime. Stars Tia Mowry. Oh my gosh, I was asking about Tia, and here she is.
She's doing one.
Thank God.
Did the other one do?
Yeah,
one?
The other sister.
Yeah.
Tamara did one. Mm-hmm. Wait, was it Tamara?
Yeah.
Tia and Tamara.
Yep. Tia. Now Tia's on. This is crazy. Tia's on Lifetime and Tamara's on Hallmark. I can't.
I think that's awesome.
Whoa.
Wow. I'm gonna be
that's
so
fucking.
Still
ooh, that's twins. Fucking fun. That's
they're,
a fun.
They're
game.
Rivals.
Yeah, that's a fun. That shit is fun. That is fun.
Also starring Patricia Richardson from Home Improvement.
Oh, good.
And Jesse Hutch.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
a guy.
Yeah, Jesse Hutch. He's a see man. It. He's a person.
All right. And the synopsis? I think we have Tessa, yes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Christmas lights are up and shoppers are flooding this quaint town of Mountain View. Why is everything in Mountain View?
They love mountains in these movies. But they'll never show you a mountain.
Because no, they're not filmed by the mountains.
The Christmas lights are up and all the shoppers are flooding the quaint town of Mountain View, including one very special store. Very Vintage Antiques. The shop owner, Dodie, is a hopeless romantic and absolutely one of a kind. Similar to the pieces in her shop. When
oh
Dodie, just disdain. When Dodie finds a hidden box containing an eclectic collection of mementos chronicling a timeless romantic union, she makes it her mission to deliver it to its rightful owner. Dodie manages to persuade the handsome new tenant, Edward, at the listed address? What?
Don't worry. Don't try to make sense of the synopsis.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
You just gotta read
them.
How
did you find someone who was listed? Dodie manages to persuade the new the new tenant, Edward, at the listed address to help her find her, help her in her search. Will they find the true owner and true love on their adventure?
Yes.
Yep.
Yep.
The answer is yes.
Nailed it.
There you go.
Spoiler.
There you go. So what are we thinking?
I gotta pour it up. I say begrudgingly.
Like reluctantly. That's fine. Yeah. You can reluctantly pour it up.
I'm gonna need two bottles for this one.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Yeah.
Charlotte, what are you thinking?
Yeah, I guess I'm gonna pour it up. I like that she's gonna deliver something and like finding out who the owner is of this.
Yeah.
That she finds.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't they just tell us what it is?
I'm not excited about pouring it up though.
Yeah, I'm gonna pour it up excitedly, only because. It's like this is like the Goonies.
The Goonies at Christmas.
You gotta find, you gotta figure out what's happening. You gotta figure out where does this come from? We gotta go on an adventure and treasure hunt kind of thing.
Okay.
I don't know.
I think I'm pouring it up because, you know, it's a sister-sister.
Yeah.
And I'm loving the sister-sister rivalry.
I love that.
And I'm gonna
shit.
Just work that angle all holiday season.
Oh my god.
Very interesting. The movie itself, I'm not interested, but you got to pour it up for a Maori. Where's the little Maori?
The boy?
Yeah, what's the boy's name? I forget. Jordan?
Taj.
Taj. Mm-hmm. Where's Taj Maori? Where's Jordan? His Christmas movie?
Close. Taj.
You're right. It would be a T name. That makes more sense. I don't know where I got Jordan. All right, moving on. Double
Frank or something? I don't know. I'm fucking That's a boy's name, right?
Double Holiday premieres November 27th on Hallmark, starring Christopher Palaha and Carly Pope.
Oh, it's a different Carly Pope.
Yeah, Carly Pope from Popular, the Ryan Murphy show.
Yeah, I love that one.
Is it a Charlester?
No, I'll read this one.
Okay. Okay, great.
No. Nothing.
No synopsis. Oh, I see why you wanted to read it.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's real easy.
Okay, great. Ooh.
Do that.
Great. Yeah. So, Drew, what are you going to do to this movie?
Double Holiday. You know what? I'm going to pour it up because it's going to be some crazy antics. They're going to have to go back and forth to different holiday parties or something.
Right. Oh, they sure
oh.
are.
Oh, that would be fun.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
If I made it, it would be fun. It would be a great movie.
I like your movie.
Yeah.
I like that.
It would be a really fun movie.
Tessa,
and like one
thinking?
Family is anti-Semitic and the guy's a Jew.
I was searching this photo for a menorah and I was like, what's the double? But then divorce, okay, that makes it two holidays. I'm gonna pour it up for this because I've always wanted two Christmases.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
Two Charlotte?
Christmases. Yeah, yeah. Yep, yep. Pour it up. Double yep. pour.
Double pour.
Ooh, double fist it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think I'm pouring up because I just like the leads in this movie. So, you know, they'll be great.
Yeah, they're fun. They smile. Look at them smile.
They smile and whatever.
Look
that's
at their
fine.
Smiles and stuff.
Moving on. A Christmas Wish.
Christmas Wish.
Premieres November 28th on Lifetime, starring Hilary Burton.
What? Where's Pam Grier.
Pam Grier.
And Megan Park, our friend.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This is a long one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
I'll do it because I
This is so long.
Every December in the small town of Ponchatoula, Louisiana, a wooden fishing box is placed in the park. As a Christmas tradition, people write down their true heart's desires on a slip of paper and place it in the box in hopes that their wishes be granted. After a night out together, Maddie encourages her sister Faith to put a wish in the box, a wish to experience true love for the first time. Faith and Maddie are surprised the next day when she meets the very handsome and eligible Drew Andrew.
Oh my gosh, it's you.
Nah, I'm just Drew.
Oh.
At first, Faith thinks that her Christmas wish has come true, but as Christmas nears, Faith begins to wonder if Andrew is really perfect for her, or if the wish is leading her to her best friend Wyatt.
Uh-oh, oh, gotta choose.
We gotta pick and choose. Probably the best friend.
That's not how wishes work.
No, wishes don't. Like, no. Yeah, you're right. Wishes don't.
Wishes wouldn't give you options.
They don't trick you. No wait. Yeah, they do. No, that's a.
That's a genie.
That's actually all they do.
Yeah. Oh boy. Okay. Drew, what are you thinking?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm gonna put a cork in it. I don't care.
Okay. Tessa?
I'm pouring this up. You had me at Pam Grier. I want to know why she's here,
yeah.
what
Who
she's
is
doing,
she?
What yeah, she's Pam wearing. Grier, I'm, yeah.
And Sharla?
I'm going to pour it up because I like that she has to make a choice, and I hope one of them cries.
Yeah, one of them
of
cries.
Of course.
Yeah, make one of those motherfuckers cry, dude.
Yeah, bitch.
Yeah, bitch.
What's interesting here...
Merry Christmas, motherfucker.
Oh, boy. Is that we have Lee Norris, who is Minkus on Boy Meets World.
Oh,
so
my gosh.
He's in there. And we also have Ryan Cabrera.
What?
Ashley Simpson's boyfriend and no one. Am I alone on this?
I remember him.
Oh,
he was a pop star. He had crazy hair and looked like a possum.
Oh, that's fun.
So I think I'm pouring it up for that.
Well,
if
you would have included that in there, yeah.
If he has the same hair.
Possum.
Yeah.
All right. Up next, check in like an inn, you know,
mm-hmm.
to Christmas.
Yeah, check into Christmas.
Ooh. Premieres November 28th on Hallmark, starring Rachel Boston and Wes Brown.
Yeah, good.
All right, let's skip it. I don't care.
Who cares?
Cork. Up next. We have Staging Christmas.
Oh, I like this one.
Premieres November 27th on Lifetime, starring Soleil Moon Frye. You've been wondering where she is. Punky Brewster.
Mm-hmm.
She's here.
Oh, okay.
Here she is.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look at her.
George Strudis.
Stoltz.
Oh. And Jaleel.
We're a couple wines.
Jaleel.
We're a couple wines deep.
Jaleel White.
Urkel.
Oh, Jaleel White.
What?
Oh, you know where I go.
Yeah.
Automatic.
So we're all pouring it up.
Pour it up.
Automatic pour up.
Pour it up.
Do we even need to read the thing?
No, moving on.
Nope. Moving
no.
on.
No.
Christmas at the Palace.
Yeah.
November 29th.
Plaza.
On Hallmark.
Plaza.
Oh, why can't I read?
Well, we're a few wines deep.
Well, this is the reason why I don't read the synopsis. Because
well, here's the thing. Patrick can't read it anyway, like out loud. He can read inside.
Yeah, I can read in my head, but out loud, things come out and I don't know what they are.
But then add just a couple wines. Boom, boom, boom.
That's true.
That's why it's uncorked. We uncorked earlier.
Yes.
And now we're finishing it up.
We are here. Premieres November 29th. Oh my gosh, I really can't read. November 29th in Hallmark, starring Ryan Pavey and Elizabeth Henstridge.
Henstridge, yeah, sure, yeah.
No synopsis.
No synopsis. Fuck you. Bye.
Okay, moving on.
Cork.
Christmas Wish. I'm trying to get to the good December one. Christmas Wish, November 29th. We have Ashley William and Paul Campbell, Hallmark Movies and Mysteries. No synopsis again.
Bye.
And
bye.
There's also a movie coming out with the same title, so we're putting a cork in that. Mary.
I feel like there's got to be at least 100,000 movies named The Christmas Wish.
Not in the same year.
Right,
you know,
but not in the same year.
Think
but like,
check that,
but in general,
Lifetime already did a Christmas Wish this year. All right, Merry Little Christmas. Little is spelled funny.
Little, like LIDDL.
Yes.
Oh.
Premieres November 30th on Lifetime, starring Thomas Cardot, James M. Calacara.
I'm gonna say Thomas Cadreau.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
And Kelly Rowland from Destiny's Children.
What?
Yeah.
Woo. Child.
She looks beautiful.
I know, but I just like to say children.
Oh.
What's interesting here, I'm not going to read the synopsis. It's based on a true story of like her life or something.
Wait, Kelly's life?
Yeah, that happened at Christmas. And
what?
I just am very curious to how they're going to like incorporate.
It's just going to be a reality show.
Right?
Exactly. I thought this was the Christmas she met Beyonce, and it's not what it says.
Oh, that would be nice. Did they really meet at Christmas?
I don't know, but it seems like that would be the greatest gift.
A Beyonce Christmas.
Yeah. I believe it. Okay, whatever. Pouring it up for that.
Well, if there is ever a movie called A Beyonce Christmas, it is an automatic pour up.
Sure.
Just so, you know.
Beyonce would never do TV movie. No.
No.
She did Carmen.
No, but if the movie was called Beyonce, it was about someone who like kind of met her at some point in
at
time.
Christmas.
At Christmas.
Okay. I'm into it.
Who is nothing. It's poured up.
All right. Last two movies we're going to actually cover, and then we're just going to do the titles because we're into December, where we will not be covering those movies because we will be in the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Tessa, you coming to the Bahamas with
of
us?
Of course.
Okay.
Come on.
Come on over.
Drew is getting married, so that's why we're going to be pre-recording a bunch of stuff, and then we'll be releasing an advent calendar Christmas over December.
Yeah. It'll be fun.
That's our plan. That's the plan. So two more movies, and then we'll just go by title, rapid fire, and we'll just blast them out. So these we'll read. We have Christmas in Rome.
Ooh.
Premieres November 30th on Hallmark. Chabert. Yeah, we're definitely covering this.
Yes.
Lacey Chabert.
Love it.
Sam Page, who I love. He's so cute. Him. Oh, he's so cute. He's so cute. And Holly Haynes.
Holly Haynes.
Synopsis. Charlotte, would you like to read the synopsis for the Lacey Chabert movie?
Okay. Lacey Chabert plays an independent-minded American tour guide named Angela, who was fired from her job in Rome just before Christmas.
Oh, no.
She crosses paths with an American executive named Oliver, who wants to buy a high-end Italian ceramics company. Oliver hires Angela to be his tour guide around the Eternal City, as the owner of the ceramics company won't sell it to him until he learns the heart and soul of Rome. That's not true. but is there another heart and soul that he may win?
Yes.
Yeah.
The answer is yes.
Do you think they'll film this in Rome, Patrick?
Oh, yes. Because Lacey has it in her writers now with Hallmark that she only goes abroad to film.
Like, are you serious?
Not to Canada. She's like, I want a vacation out of this. You're taking me to Rome. She went to
fuck yes.
Africa. She went to South Africa.
Fuck yeah.
Where they had a movie set in Africa with no black people in it. So that was weird.
Yeah, that's weird.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense. That doesn't make sense at all.
They were in South Africa. You know, that's where Naomi Watts is from or something.
But you know what? Fuck yeah, Lacey. Put that shit in your writer.
I would do it too.
That's also in our writer.
Yes.
If you ever want to have Lifetime Encore go on tour.
Yeah.
It has to be abroad.
There you go.
Oh my
specifically
God. Can our podcast go on tour together?
We sure.
We want to do an Australian world tour because for some reason we've got a lot of listeners.
As long as you're,
oh, wonderful.
Long,
we do too.
As long as your writer also says you can. And only red Skittles.
Okay.
Okay.
What are we doing? Pouring up and putting a cork in it. We'll start with Sharla.
Pour it up. Get it, Lacey.
Get it, Lacey. Yeah, I'm going to pour it up, too.
Yeah, pouring it up.
Yeah,
pour it up. Universal pour it up. Wonderful. Up next, the last one we'll actually be covering on the podcast. This one is called Christmas Town.
Christmas Town.
Oh. It premieres December 1st on Hallmark, and it stars Candace Cameron Bure.
Yeah.
Tim Razon and Beth Broderick, our girl, Beth Broderick.
Yeah, Beth Broderick. Okay.
Alrighty, Drew, you want to finish this out?
I will. Lauren Gabriel leaves everything behind in Boston to embark on a new chapter in her life and career. But an unforeseen detour to the charming town of Grandin Falls has her discover unexpected new chapters of the heart and of family, helping her to embrace, once again, the magic of Christmas. And then she goes into this other place called Halloween Town.
Whoa.
I added that last part.
That's great.
Because Christmas Town and Halloween Town.
Okay.
And Easter Town.
Whoa. I love it.
And 4th of July Town.
God damn it. All right. What are we thinking, Drew?
Well, you know. I'm always gonna like initially pour it up because it's Candace Cameron Bure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we gotta give her something.
Right. There you go.
Yeah.
Gotta give her something at least.
Tessa, what are you thinking?
I'm gonna have to let this breathe. I can see her crucifix from the picture, and so I don't have a lot of high hopes for this in terms of it being entertaining.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Sharla.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to put a cork in it. She can't smile anymore without looking like she's scared of everything.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Yeah.
I see the fear in her eyes. You're right.
It's like she smells something bad. She's just like, oh, my God.
It looks like she's trying not to fart.
Right.
That's in this picture.
Okay.
She's like,
I'm going to let it breathe because, you know, I'll give her a chance. Fine. But, you know, I don't have high expectations.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
Now we are gonna rapid fire. We're just gonna say the title and then we'll say pour it up and put a cork in it, and we'll just rapid fire. Charlotte, Drew, Tessa, me.
Okay. Yep.
A homecoming for the holidays this time of year.
Put a cork in it.
Cork.
Okay, great. That one premieres, I should say the dates, December 5th.
Sure.
December 6th, A Storybook Christmas.
I'm pouring it up.
Yeah, pouring it up.
Let that breathe.
I'm pouring it up. Mm-hmm. It looks good. December 6th again. Time for you to come home for Christmas.
I'm gonna pour it up because of the title.
Yeah, I'm pouring this up.
Time for you. You need to come home for Christmas.
Pour it up.
Blake Shelton looks like everyone's dad.
Yeah, it's Blake Shelton's sequel to Time for Me to Come Home for Christmas. So genius wordplay.
And he doesn't even look. He doesn't even look like my dad, but he looks like my dad.
Right.
Which is weird.
He also looks like my dad, which is the craziest part.
Yeah, like that's weird.
December 7th, Hallmark Hall of Fame, A Christmas Love Story, starring Kristen Chenoweth.
Whoa, pour it up.
Pour it up.
Oh, and Scott Wolf.
Mm-hmm.
Pour it up for those dimples.
I'll pour it up.
Give me them dimples. I'm going to eat them.
Matchmaker Christmas, December 7th, starring no one.
Starring no one. And it's a cork.
Yeah.
Put a cork in it.
Yeah, I'm going to put a cork in it.
Cork.
Yep, cork.
Cork.
A Doggone Christmas, starring Vanessa Lackey and Christopher Russell on December 7th.
Pour it up.
Pour it up.
Pour.
Why is her husband
It's a doggone Christmas, I tell you what.
I'm corking it, I don't care.
That's fair.
Christmas at Dollywood.
Yep.
December 8th, starring Danica McKellar.
Yep, Danica McKellar.
Pour it the fuck up.
And in this Especially in that picture, the summer Santa, and she's holding the D in front of Hollywood to make it say Dollywood.
In front of, and there's Santa in it. And,
brilliant.
And she's Danica McKellar.
Pour it up. I wish I could cover that one.
If you put a cork in it, fuck you.
We'll be in the Bahamas for that one. We'll miss it completely. Grounded for Christmas, December 8th.
Yeah! I like that. It sounds fun. Sounds like a Home Alone kind of situation. Yeah. I don't know.
Okay, great.
Pouring it up.
Pour it up.
It's probably not that, but it sounds like it.
I'm going to let it breathe.
I'm going to pour it up.
Christmas in Montana, December 12th, starring Kelly Martin.
Montana's the best.
Death of a Cheerleader star.
Yeah, no, yeah, fucking pour it up. Christmas in Montana, Christmas in Illinois, Christmas in Colorado. I don't care. Christmas in any state.
I mean, we should do a statistic on like how many states they've covered.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
That'd be fun to look
at. Be interested. Mm-hmm. A Christmas Melody premieres December 13th on Lifetime.
Yeah. Who is that? Erica Durance?
Erica Durance, don't know her.
Don't know her. She's supposedly an R&B artist. I'm going to let this breathe.
Breathe.
I got to sample the music.
Yeah, I got to breathe.
She's playing an aspiring R&B artist, so I'm going to put a cork in that because she's not black. So
that's fair.
Yeah, she's not black. What is this about?
Super white, but I'm like, I'll give you a chance.
Sure.
Okay.
A small one.
Well, let's not be racist, guys.
I'm sorry. I don't know any good white R&B singers.
Adele.
Yeah. Okay, fine.
That's about it.
Angel Falls, A Novel Holiday, December 13th on Hallmark Movies and Mysteries.
Okay. I don't know. I don't care.
No synopsis. Let it breathe.
Let it breathe.
I'm out of court.
Christmas in Evergreen, Tidings of Joy, December 14th. It's the third in the Evergreen series
that no one asked for. I know that one.
Yep.
I'm going to let this breathe. I don't get it.
I'm going to pour it up.
Yeah.
I'm going to pour it up.
I don't get it.
Yeah, I'm corking it.
I'm going to pour it up because I don't get it.
You Light Up My Christmas premieres December 14th on Lifetime, starring Kim Fields from What's Facts of Life?
Sure. Yeah, I'm pouring that
pour
out.
It sure, up. Yeah.
Pour it up for her.
Yep.
Tootie all the way.
Tootie all the way.
Alice in Christmasland, December 15th.
Yep, pour it up.
Yeah, pour it
the fuck up.
If it's an Alice in Wonderland thing, I'm into it.
Mm-hmm.
Rediscovering Christmas, December 15th.
Yeah.
On Lifetime. Oh, like
you know what? I'll pour it
again.
I'm going to put a cork in this because this sounds deceptively like the one we just did. Yeah. Are we repeating movies?
Exactly.
Well, they're all going to be.
An Unforgettable Christmas, December 19th. No synopsis, no stars announced. Pour it up.
Yeah, pour it up.
Just fuck it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay.
Fuck it. I'm pouring it up.
The Christmas Temp, December 20th on Lifetime. Stars no one and has a
and has
synopsis.
No thing. Has nothing.
I'll pour that up.
Oh, God.
That sounds weird.
I kind of think a Christmas Temp sounds great.
A Christmas Temp? Yeah.
I'm into it. Sure. I hope Tyra Banks is in it.
Yeah, Tyra Banks.
As a doll?
A Family Christmas Gift, starring Holly Robinson Pete and Patti LaBelle.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, better
be a goddamn dog.
This better be a musical.
It better be a fucking musical. A Family Christmas Gift. It's a dog.
Pour it up.
Pour it up.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
It is.
Starring Eric Melbus.
Mabius. Wow.
December 21st.
I don't know. He looks kind of cool.
I'm going to pour it up because I haven't seen him since Resident Evil, the first one.
So. Oh, really?
Yeah.
The Christmas Hotel, December 21st on Lifetime, starring Tatiana Ali. Say no more. Pour it up.
Boom. Pour it up.
Pour it
done.
Up.
Done.
Holiday date, December 22nd on Hallmark.
Nah.
Yeah.
Cork. Boring.
Cork. Commit to love. Yeah. And then I'll watch it.
TBA, starring TBA, December 22nd on Lifetime.
Pour it up.
I'm going to fucking pour that shit up, dude. That sounds awesome.
When Calls the Heart Christmas, December 25th on Hallmark.
Ooh.
Lori Loughlin's not in it. I just put that picture to be shady.
Oh.
I thought for sure they were going to like blurry dot her face or something. And right. I was like, this is
going to
be amazing.
When Calls, and she's like in court.
Yeah.
Good picture.
Thanks.
But yeah, pour it up because of the picture.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And finally, New Year, New Me, starring Adrian Grenier.
He got two movies in 1 year?
December 28th.
Damn. I'm going to pour that up.
Good job, Adrian Grenier. I'm going to pour you up, buddy.
I heard he has smelly lower area.
He has a smelly balls?
Yeah.
He got the old drippy dong?
Mm-hmm. I heard that.
Drippy dong.
He got that drippy dong.
Charlotte. And that, my friends, wraps up the holiday Christmas preview. We'll end on a drippy dong.
On a drippy dong.
Just kidding. Hey, you know, Adrian, if you want to come on the podcast anytime, you can.
Sure.
I'm just kidding about your drippy dong.
Yeah, but you know, call in. We don't want you in studio.
No. We don't want you. I don't want you in my home.
That he's smelly. Yeah. Well, wonderful. Thank you all for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes. And that wraps up our Christmas preview. As I have said many times during this taping today, we are doing a Christmas advent calendar. We're going to do 25 Christmas movies. We'll select them. I'll put them on social media. I'll make like a little list and I'll put it on there. Anything airing before December 1st is fair game. After December 1st, Drew is getting married, so we are not available in December, so we are going to just treat you a podcast episode a day till Christmas.
Yeah, I'm going to be a husband.
A husband. Aww. And I'm going to be tan.
Yeah, your butt's going to be tan. What was your song again? I'm going to be Christmas tanning.
Tanning my butt.
Tanning my butt.
Tanning my butt.
Bitch.
Something like that. Alrighty. Let's end this episode. Do we have anything we want to plug? Do we want to do pluggies?
No.
Okay.
Now.
Wonderful. We'll just end on this.
And fucking doodle
doodle. Okay, Merry Christmas. Bye.